The topics varied from the cost of living, healthcare, small business growth, reconciliation, mental health and addiction, as five candidates, representing the three major provincial parties and two independents, squared off for the Comox Valley Chamber of Commerce's All Candidates Forum. On Thursday, October 10, the candidates answered both pre-written questions and questions submitted by the audience in real time through an app at the Stanhagen Theater at North Island College. The event was moderated by Mike Atkins, Chamber Board Member and Chief Administrative Officer of the Comox Valley Airport. Candidates did not have the opportunity to respond to one another, however, that did not prevent some from questioning each other on policies and records. On the topic of helping small businesses, NDP candidate Rana Ray Leonard, who has been the MLA for the region since 2017, said she would plan on cutting red tape, specifically around outdated laws and regulations, including alleviating the monthly PST reporting burdens in addition to increasing skills training and increasing childcare. Small business is the heart of our community, she added. You've had 7 years to implement this, Rana Ray, responded Conservative Party of BC candidate Brennan Day, who said he would cut the carbon tax and lower the small business tax to 1%. On climate change and whether the transition to greener operations would remain affordable, BC Green Party candidate Arzina Hamir brought up a $1.3 billion BC NDP subsidy to the oil and gas sector and added the carbon tax as one of the most effective tools in fighting climate change, but it's currently being abused. It needs to be put on the shoulders of big oil and gas. Independent candidate John Hedekin acknowledged climate change is real and added he supports evidence-based, science-based policies, while Devin Howell said he would increase both the amount and speed of acquiring green government rebates. Leonard said she would work towards rebates for solar panels and batteries and expanding the provincial bulk buying power to purchase heat pumps for businesses and homes. Day said he would promote green lending programs while providing a significant investment in energy production, and added he would like to see 12 more Site C dams. A question from the audience inquired about each candidate's stance on SOGI, sexual orientation and gender identity, and the LGBTQ2IS+ community. Leonard noted there is a lot of misinformation about what SOGI is within the school district and community. It's about acceptance and dignity of who they are. It's not turning someone into something they are not. Schools are a place to each other to be better to one another, and added the suicide rates for trans youth are extremely high. Both independent candidates acknowledged their support for both the community and for SOGI. This is quite the question for a Chamber of Commerce All Candidates Forum, said Day, who noted there are two groups yelling at the same thing. He wanted to ensure those who are religious also feel their views are being represented and added he would increase funding for school counseling and resources. I haven't seen any yelling except for the BC Conservative Party. This shouldn't even be an issue, Hamir responded. I unequivocally support SOGI as it makes the lives better for LGBTQ youth and heterosexual youth. The BC provincial election takes place on October 19th. With polls open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Advance voting places are now open for the riding, at the Comox Community Center at 1855 Noel Avenue. In Comox and in Courtenay at the Florence Filberg Center at 411 Anderton Avenue. For voting hours and a list of voting places on election day, visit wheretovote.elections.bc.ca.